this Monday, we have to call back the FAMA National Assembly, our parliament, because the Constitution allows him to do it, but the Constitution says that he has at least 45 days or 90 days to organize a new elections. And now, since after 90 days, he has not organized the election, we consider that the FAMA parliament has to be back. And this day, Monday, we will call this parliament to be back and we will rehabilitate it.
But doing that would be against President Tanja's, and wouldn't it be illegal? Wouldn't you subject yourself to being arrested?
But we want to know what happened about the decree calling for anticipated election. He took 2 months ago, he took a decree calling parliamentarian election, and he did not organize it. So since he refused to do that, we consider that now we have to call back the former parliament, and tomorrow is the ceremony of the setup of this parliament. It can't be illegal, because he is an illegality, since he refused to respect the High Court, the Constitutional Court decision that forbade him to organize his referendum.
But President Tanja has emergency powers because he dissolved parliament and reconstituted the Constitutional Court. He has emergency powers to rule by decree. Don't you think that what you're doing would put your supporters in danger?
It is the price we have to pay for democracy. We don't recognize his emergency power. He had no right to have such a power. So now we think that we are in accordance of legality, and legality is with us rather than with him. So he cannot say that he has any legality. He has no legitimacy, no legality. Legality and legitimacy are with us. We have them because of the decision of Constitutional Court that said that his referendum was illegal. It is the first step and the basis of our struggle.
Over the weekend, several of colleagues were arrested. You narrowly escaped the arrest. What is their fate at the moment?
When you fight for democracy, you have not to do, you have not to say, what will I have? Can I survive? This question is, there is no opportunity to put them. We have to fight. And we are ready to pay the price of democracy and freedom for which we are waiting, we are fighting.
So after you invite the parliamentarians today, what is the next step?
Step is on 27, Thursday is 27, we have a new ceremony which will set up the parliament. Tomorrow we will announce that the parliament has been rehabilitated. But on 27, it will take place. And it will be an opportunity for us to do much and to fight against the power.